Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 15, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, Time for the Next Impact. In the first wave, Israel went into a strict lockdown. It was nothing like the curfew that we see in China, but still, businesses were closed and people's movements were heavily restricted. In the second wave, the lockdown was not as strict, not all businesses were closed, and people's movements were restricted less than in the first. The third wave was even more lenient, and so on. Now that we are at the beginning of the sixth wave, no one is paying attention. People, even those in charge of coping with the pandemic, have come to treat COVID as another type of flu. It is not as though the virus had no impact on humanity, because it did. However, for the time being, it seems as though it did what it came to do, and it is time to move on to the next phenomenon that will bring about the next change in humanity. Speaking of which, I think that the next phase will have a bigger impact on our feelings than on our bodies. It will impel us to draw closer to each other emotionally as a means to protect ourselves against illness. It will somehow be combined with human relations and will be less about physical closeness and more about emotional, internal closeness. This phase will force us to examine how we relate to one another, and how that relation influences us, come positively or negatively. It is still not clear to me how this phase will manifest, but I do hope that we will see it in the near future. Medium published my new article, Understanding Social Impact. Humans are social beings, this is how nature created us. As such, the society we live in has a decisive influence on us. We already know about mirror neurons and other mechanisms of social influence, but there are other forms of social influence as well. For example, there is the idea that all people are 6 or fewer social connections away from each other, aka 6 degrees of separation. Yet, this is true not only of familiarity, but of every aspect. Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler write in their celebrated book Connected, The Surprising Power of Our Social Networks and How They Shape Our Lives, how your friends affect everything you feel, think, and do, that good behaviors, like quitting smoking or staying slender or being happy, pass from friend to friend almost as if they were contagious viruses. Even more surprising was their discovery that these infections can jump across connections. It turns out that people can influence each other even if they have never met or even heard of one another. Moreover, Christakis and Fowler found evidence of these effects even 3 degrees apart, friend of a friend of a friend. Since we are all connected, we are all affecting one another. Everything we do, say, or think, inescapably affects everyone else. Moreover, we already know that the entire planet is one ecosystem, and any change in any part of it affects all the other parts. As a result, any change in human society affects not only all of humanity, but the entire planet. And the opposite is true, as well. Any change in any part of nature, on any level, affects all other parts of nature, including all of humanity. Even if we are unaware of it, we feel our connectedness. This is why wherever we are, we want to fit in. To feel secure, that we belong, and to guarantee that the environment accepts us, we adapt ourselves to the social norms and values around us. If we do want to stand out, we first check what the society around us appreciates, and then try to stand out in these activities or values. Even the most negative values in our eyes today can seem perfectly acceptable and even desirable in the eyes of others, or even in our own eyes at different times and different circumstances. The Nazis, who perpetrated the extermination of European Jewry, were not born genocidal, their values changed as their social environment had changed and molded them into what they eventually became. The same process took place during the notorious 1971 Stanford Prison Experiment, where volunteers were chosen after assessments of psychological stability, and then randomly assigned to being prisoners or prison guards. The plan was for the experiment to last 2 weeks, after which the results would be examined. Instead, the volunteers selected to be guards quickly became so brutal and abusive that the experiment had to be terminated on the sixth day. Because the environment has such a critical effect on people, we should dedicate the majority of our efforts into creating a positive social environment, which creates socially positive people. With narcissism constantly on the rise, and with people's self-absorption running amok, the global society is heading toward a very negative place. We cannot influence every person, but we can influence the social environment that we create around us. We can monitor the media we consume, the people we hang out with, and the people that our children hang out with. We can also select the educational programs where we place our children, and the values we live by at home. The reason for the growing frustration and depression in all parts of society is that we are trying to succeed alone. If we realize that we are all dependent on each other, and began to work on bettering our social environment, we would be in a completely different place, both personally and socially. Reward and punishment from the Kabbalah point of view. Question: what is reward and punishment from the point of view of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: from the point of view of the program of creation, the yearning of a person to be similar to the Creator is a reward. And in the place where he is unable to mobilize himself for this, he should see punishment. In other words, if a person is given the opportunity to become similar to the Creator, and he uses it, then the work itself becomes a reward for him. And vice versa. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 31, 2022. I want to be no worse. Question: why does a person always measure himself in relation to others? What is the reason for this perception? Answer: we do not perceive anything otherwise. We came out of the caves. And everything that is above the most necessary level, we always measure relative to others. If I have a house, a cow, a dog, a vegetable garden, I live and see only such a world as mine, then I see how much I am not worse than others. And if it's better, then I'm already a big man, rich, noble. That's how I measure myself. If everyone has a car, a green lawn, and so on, then I also want to be no worse. And if there is also a yacht, then I am already comparing who has the bigger one, the oligarch or me. The little man looks at everything only like that. How can he have any absolute measurements? From Cab TV's Close Up. Branch of Segura, May 15, 2011. Above signs of good luck. Question: it is written in the Torah that those who are engaged in spiritual development go toward the Creator and want to reveal Him are above the stars and signs of good luck. What does it mean? Answer: if we study Kabbalah, meaning the upper laws of the world, and invite them to influence us, for the better, then by this we, in fact, determine our good future. Therefore, the Torah advises us to act this way. Question: what does it mean that a person is above the signs of good luck? Answer: this means that in our world we would be following one current, and by practicing Kabbalah, we invite upon ourselves upper, good forces that influence us, and we rise to better forces, higher than those that usually influence us. In this way we invite upon ourselves the forces of luck. Question: can we say that if I simply go with the flow of life, this is called fate, but if I invite upon myself upper forces, this is already luck? That is, I am becoming higher than the program assigned to me. Answer: yes. This is basically what happens. Fate is the path that you would have taken if you had not used the forces of luck. And if you use them, it is no longer fate, but your decision, your conscious development. from CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Two kinds of egoists. Question: why are there two kinds of egoists in nature, egoists as such and egoistic altruists? Answer: they are not altruists. In a sense, they feel like they are in the place of those people who are suffering and they admit that such a thing may happen to them. A person passes everything through himself, otherwise he does not feel. There are people who feel suffering far away from themselves and they rejoice that the other feels bad. And there are people who feel that this can happen to them and they sympathize with the other because they can also feel bad. Question: why is there such a division in nature? Answer: because this is a quality of egoism, and egoism is our nature. There is not a single person who would not care at all about what is happening somewhere. But there are people who feel it closer to themselves and there are people who feel it further away from themselves. We must try to fight both of those things. After all, if the world is global, and we ourselves are not close to globalism, then we oppose nature. We still have no idea how much nature can change and suddenly manifest itself in different forms. If it needs to hit someone, then he will receive blows no matter how well he hides and where he is. From CAB TV's Close-Up. Branch of Sagara, May 15, 2011. Negotiate and don't resist. Comment: many journalists called founding the WikiLeaks website a new step in the development of humanity. People no longer trust the rulers. In addition, the most secret materials, such as a one-on-one conversation between the presidents under lock and key, are now becoming public. This also tends to suggest that it is impossible to hide anything nowadays, everything is open. My response: of course. I am very glad that such opportunities are being uncovered on the internet and in general in humanity. The main thing is that humanity feels even more connected, even more transparent, even more united, that people get to know each other and those who, so to speak, control them even more. They see who they are and what they are. The fact that the cards are being disclosed is good. I think this is a giant leap toward becoming more open with each other and are not hiding behind fake diplomacy, which only separates people and leaves them an external, dry diplomatic form that sounds like mockery or blasphemy. Diplomacy should be heartfelt. It should be conducted in such a way that we can always agree and not confront each other and think about our own benefits. There is no such thing as my own benefit in the world today. If I harm someone, it means that in the end it will harm me, and even to the greater extent. Therefore, the disclosure of WikiLeaks and of all classified documents is a big step forward. From CAB TV's Close-Up. Europe Today, January 26, 2011. How was the universe formed? Comment: recently, the academic Vernadsky has become increasingly popular. According to his views on the universe, he can even be compared to a biblical prophet. His works are closely intertwined with the ideas of the most ancient science on earth, the science of Kabbalah, which reveals the structure of the universe, its purpose, the place of man in it, and the meaning of life. Vernadsky, in his research, came to the conclusion that the number of combinations and interrelations we see in the smallest grain of sand of creation are the same on the global scale. My response: the individual and general are equal. This is the so-called principle of similarity of specific and general. That is, the atom is like the solar system is like the greater cosmos, and so on. We all come from one small point. We are talking about the upper worlds, which then expand and bring us to our world. Our world, our universe, was also formed from a small dot. And so it is at each level, a small point descends and with the help of the matter formed in it turns into a large, expanded system. Then, at the next level, the whole system is deployed again from its final, lowest point. And on and on. There are five such descents, five worlds. This is how our universe appeared from a small point, by the force of the so-called Big Bang. In fact, there was no huge explosion. A small spark of spiritual energy broke through from the highest spiritual level to the material level. And because it is spiritual, this spark was enough to create all of today's matter, energy, information, everything that fills our world. From Cab TV's close-up. Prophet November 23, 2011. What if the universe were different? The fact that we live at the bottom of a deep gravity well, on the surface of a gas-covered planet going around a nuclear fireball 90 million miles away and think this to be normal is obviously some indication of how skewed our perspective tends to be. Douglas Adams. Question: why does a person think that what is happening around him is normal? He is born with this perception and he has no initial urge to change it. Answer: how can it be changed? I remember when I was a child I was very fond of astronomy and when I was in class I would gaze at the sky. It aroused genuine interest in me and attracted me. I didn't see anything in it that would repel or threaten. On the contrary, I was very grateful to nature, to the sky, for being able to look and see our states in it. Question: but only a small percentage of people ask themselves why everything is created this way and not otherwise? Why do most people perceive this as the norm? Answer: firstly, because this is the norm and nothing else exists. You can, of course, imagine anything like it is done in science fiction. But in principle, this is the norm and we live in it. We exist the way we do because everything is created in accordance with us, and we are created in accordance with what we see. If there were another universe, we would be different. So we will live for now, develop as much as possible, and then we will see. No matter how much we fantasize, nothing else is given to us, and nothing will change so quickly. Therefore, I do not see rationality in resisting the nature in which you, your brains, or your feelings are created. And based on this, how will you resist it? It doesn't work. Question: is fantasy good? Answer: fantasy is good, but when it is within the scope of self-control. If I had any opportunities to go beyond the boundaries of nature and from the try to change something, myself, nature itself, or both of these parameters, nature and myself, it would be a different matter. But if I can't go beyond these boundaries, what is there to talk about? This is truly fantasy. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, April 29, 2022. Michael Laitman, on Quora: where does the need for perfection come from? It comes from within us, from our nature, which is a desire to enjoy. There are six kinds of criteria to what we wish to enjoy. Three concern the body, which are food, sex and family, and three concern our social desires for money, control and knowledge. We can thus view ourselves according to these six criteria. If we desire food, sex and family, then we are like animals, on the animate level. Everybody has these desires and wants them fulfilled as optimally as possible. There are people who also have bigger desires, for money, control and knowledge, which are influenced by culture, education, technology, and each person's inner psychological development. These inclinations include everything in our lives. Our need for perfection is expressed as wanting to have whatever we want at the same very moment. For instance, if we have an inclination for food, sex and family, then that is what we want, and along with food, sex and family, we might also want to control, to become somebody important in society. We want our deficiencies to be whole and complete. Ultimately, however, the need for perfection comes from the upper force. We ourselves emerge from the uppermost force in nature, which is perfect and whole. Therefore, our every desire for pleasure and fulfillment is in fact a desire for that state of perfection. Based on the video Where Does the Desire for Perfection Come From? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.